Welcome to the Enlightenment Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when we first get up, and again in the evening when we go to bed. This truly is a wonderful way to meditate and live our lives. In this week's podcast, we're going to have a guided meditation, and it's in response to an email I received from a listener from Shanghai, China. His name is Richard Goggins. He writes, "Dr. Puff, July was a tough month for me, and without somebody to turn to, I decided to look into meditation and I found your podcast. It's been almost a month that I've been listening to it. I've always been interested in meditation, but never was inspired enough to be diligent about sticking with it. At first, I just listened to all your podcasts regarding the benefits of meditation and would listen to the guided meditations to just get an idea of what they were like. Almost 3 weeks ago, I decided to give it a try and have thus meditated twice daily since then. In some of the podcasts, you recommended trying it out and see if you just don't feel different. And I admit, I do feel different. During my day, I'm always looking forward to the next opportunity to meditate. When I meditated before going to sleep, I'm always disappointed that I can't keep meditating longer. This is something I've noticed. I really enjoy it. I'm still not able to pinpoint exactly why I enjoy it, but I suppose that's not the point. What I'd like to know is if there is a particular way that one needs to meditate. I've read all sorts of commentary saying that meditation should not be lying down, and it seems like if one person says it should be done one way, another says it isn't true. I'm not sure if I'm meditating correctly or addressing my thoughts, acknowledging them as opposed to resisting them, correctly. Could you point me in the right direction by providing some literature or useful sites I could go to clarify how to get the most out of meditation? Your podcast really helped me put aside what happened to me last month, and I really appreciate it. Regards." Thank you, Richard, for this email, and I want to address your questions for all the audience that listens to this podcast. If you're new to meditation, or if you're new to this podcast, you may not know exactly how to meditate. So I wanted to describe it in more detail and give a good guided meditation for all of us to listen to when we meditate. After studying meditation for 30 years now, I've been exposed to thousands of different ways to meditate because there are just so many ways people around the world approach meditation. But what I'd like to teach is very simple to do and also very effective. When I explore research studies that are done in the area of meditation, many of the techniques that are taught to new meditators are the types that I teach. And what I recommend is, first, in regards to Richard's question, yes, it's kind of important to sit up straight. I do know people who can meditate lying down, but the danger in lying down is meditation is very relaxing, and so we can pretty easily fall into la-la land when we're lying down and meditating. Now, when we sit up with our back straight, the great thing about that is, if we start feeling like we're going to fall asleep, guess what? We'll somewhat topple over, and that toppling over effect tends to wake us back up pretty well. So that's probably one of the best benefits of sitting up straight and not necessarily having your back against something, because even then you can fall asleep sitting up. Well, what about our feet then? Should we sit in the full lotus position or half lotus? We can. But again, if you weren't raised in the East, like India, where some people grow up sitting cross-legged on the ground throughout their entire lives, it's pretty easy for them to get in the lotus position and meditate. For us in the West, we're used to more sitting in chairs. And there's nothing wrong with sitting in a comfortable chair with your legs crossed or on the ground. Either way is fine. Our hands can be comfortably sitting in our lap. Again, what's important is to be comfortable, but not too comfortable so that we fall asleep. That's really the thing we have to be careful with, falling asleep. And even when we start meditating, it's okay to adjust a little bit. Nothing wrong with that. Just once you adjust to get comfortable, go ahead and meditate some more. Another little key that can help is doing some stretching just before you meditate. I meditate for an hour every morning, and sitting in the same position can be a little challenging at times. But when I do stretching just before I meditate, I find it very helpful. Okay, now that we're ready to meditate, how do we meditate? And again, it's very simple. It's really rhythm. it boils down to rhythm at its core. So we can just watch our breath coming in, going out, coming in, going out. Or we can have a mantra or prayer word or phrase that goes along with that. One of my favorites that I teach is, as we breathe in our mind, we say, I am. As we breathe out, we say, peaceful. I am peaceful. Now, during this time, whether we're following our breath or our mantra or guided meditation, our minds are going to wander. But when our minds wander, we don't go with these thoughts. We don't necessarily try to suppress them. We just notice them, and then we get back to our breath or our prayer word. And that's really it. Instead of thinking of 2,000 or 3,000 things in a half an hour, we really have our mind concentrated just on one thing, our breath, for half an hour. It's very simple, very easy to do, and guided meditations can be very helpful at first too. So if you'd like, the next track is a guided meditation, and I think you'll find it very helpful for meditating. And if you'd like to learn more about meditation, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. If you like to read, I have a blog article page at www.meditation-enlightenment.com. That's meditation-enlightenment.com. If you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is drpuff@cox.net. Until next time, peace.